Hello and welcome to the online service for Banff and King Edward Churches. For anyone joining us, you are very welcome. I am Casey, your official welcomer from Church Sunday Club. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Casey, for welcoming us all to this service. I'm David Locke, the minister of Banff and King Edward Churches, and that was Casey Burgess, one of our younger members, welcoming us. Welcoming you and reminding us that church is for everyone of any age and any situation. Just because our buildings are shut, we can still gather in spirit across the ages and find God is with us. Today we're thinking about how we can know God in real life more closely, and the answer is something to do with talking and listening to him in different ways, especially through prayer. And Casey, who welcomes us, is someone who has tried prayer. He regularly led prayer in Church Sunday Club. And the good news for those of us who can struggle with prayer is there are different ways we can pray to God today. Especially we can think of how we can know God in at least three different ways that he communicates with us. Today is Trinity Sunday in church calendars, when we remember God has shown himself as the God of creation and the God we can know as a loving Heavenly Father. As we say in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. But God has also shown himself as Jesus the Son and as the Holy Spirit. So at times it's good to talk and listen to God in these different ways that he's shown himself to be, as Father God, as courageous friend and guide and sacrificial Lamb of God who gained our forgiveness on the cross, and as the Spirit of the Holy Spirit at work in us like a wind blowing through us, as we thought last week at the time of Pentecost. Let's start by reminding ourselves of one way we can talk and listen to God, finding him in creation. Robert Simpson now reads for us Psalm 8, the prayer of someone looking up at the heavens and the skies, looking and seeing the glory of creation. Robert reads for us Psalm 8.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Here we see how people have looked over the centuries for God in the beauty of creation. I believe science tells us how our universe is created, but behind it, our feelings can tell us somehow the God of the Bible is there. Our spirits can be lifted up as we look out on nature, as the psalmist did, at the wonder of a clear night sky, or the power of the wind and the seas, or in the loveliness of a summer day. Somehow we can sense God has given us a role and a place amidst the heavens. And somehow God is a majestic God who cares for us and who can hear our cry even as we ponder the glory of creation. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God, who we know as a loving, caring Father, we can approach as also through creation. If you're struggling to talk to God, look out your windows or look at paintings or pictures of creation or watch a David Attenborough program on television and see something of God's glory. Look out and sense his presence and maybe talk to him at those very moments. Let's sing, "To God be the glory, great things hath he done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son." We sing it now. A month ago, I focused a bit on prayer in our Sunday morning online service. How have you got on? Probably, like most, not prayed as much as you would want to, and probably not seen all the results you maybe hoped for. So we're thinking again about prayer. Maybe prayer needs to be continuing, and we need continuing encouragement. Maybe we sometimes take it for granted. Or maybe we find it hard and wonder how we can do it better. I'd like you to listen to one woman's story as an encouragement. A woman called Emily, who was seriously ill for some 23 years and then found help from prayer. Sometimes by us adjusting our ways to prayer, we can find help. Listen to Emily.
Hello, my name is Emily. For 23 years I was ill with ME. I was constantly exhausted and sore. I had sore muscles, swollen joints. I had poor balance, I fell a lot. ME affects every cell in your body, so really there was no aspect of my health that was left untouched by this devastating illness. As the years went by, my condition got worse, and over the last 12 years of my illness, I had to use a wheelchair whenever I was well enough to leave my home. I was not expected to recover. In 2013, I went to a church and asked for Christian prayer for healing. After that, things started to change, and over the months I discovered that I had been believing some lies, that the soundtrack in my head was not altogether accurate. And I learned to weed out some of these lies and replace them with truth. I know that some people don't believe in miracles, but I always did. As the years went by, I started to wonder if perhaps God had overlooked me in some way. But in my heart of hearts, I always knew that God could do this for me and that one day He would. I realised pretty quickly after I had prayer for healing that things started to change. Over the months, I made a full recovery. I was healed in body, soul and spirit. Now I have a completely new life. I'm fully well, full of beans, back to work, and I'm so grateful to God for this good thing that He's done for me.
Emily believed in God but did not fully connect. She asked for help and prayer and got a new understanding of God and found His help. He seemed to heal her in body, in mind and in spirit, and she's now full of beans and so grateful. I too had ME for a period of time and God helped me recover, but it was in a more gradual, maybe less miraculous way. Perhaps He works not always by miraculous ways, but He gave me strength and guidance to recover fully over time with His Spirit and with the help of doctors and nurses. God heals in different ways sometimes, sometimes amazingly, sometimes gradually, sometimes through normal means like medicine, sometimes from help of others around us, sometimes by giving us the spirit to cope, the strength to journey on. Emily's story is shown by the organisation Try Praying, whose banners we show outside our two churches. Try Praying says 27 million adults in the UK pray, and of these, 10 million regularly. And one in five people who say they're not religious actually do pray. If you need help, if you're curious, if you're missing something in life, or if you're worried about a loved one, they say, why not try praying? They say, try praying each day of a week in a place where you feel comfortable. And don't feel guilty if you miss a day, but just try it. And ask God to make Himself known to you. They and I say prayer works, not always the way we want, but God hears our prayers and listens and will guide us. And if we feel we don't have enough faith or trust, don't be discouraged. Try Praying says we can grow in faith. Prayer can open up our hearts and minds to find more of God and to trust more. Especially if we turn to the different sides of God we can know, and especially to Jesus, the second face of God. In Jesus we see a friend, a guide, a saviour, willing to die for us. Often when you can't feel God in nature or creation, try talking to Jesus as your friend you can trust. We're going to hear a story, a true story, of a man who thought he had not enough faith. But with Jesus it was. It's the time Jesus' followers had tried to heal a young boy who had something like maybe epilepsy, but they thought then it was an evil spirit. Jesus' followers couldn't sort his problem, and the boy's father explains to Jesus the problem. Jesus seems to focus on how people need to trust more and told them to bring the boy to him. Robert now reads for us the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 21 to 29.
Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, this kind can come out only by prayer.
This was one of my own former minister's favourite people in the Bible, the man who had enough openness to Jesus to be honest and say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Maybe that's what we all need to be honest about. It's the story of the man who asked Jesus for help, despite feeling he didn't have enough faith. There's a clue for us all to talk to Jesus, admitting our weaknesses, but also ask for help and for faith. Lord, help my unbelief. That's what Try Praying says we can all do. For Jesus said the answer for the boy needed real prayer, not just a quick one-off in this case, but sustained prayer. That's partly why we need church in one way or another, so that we can encourage one another in faith. Jesus works and heals sometimes through people encouraging one another. For sometimes we are like that father who believed a bit, but needed help and encouragement. Listen please now to a short clip from someone in the Try Praying group who was a skeptic about God but found prayer helped him overcome his doubts.
Try Praying, it's an idea. It's for people who aren't religious and don't do church. I was like that myself years ago. When, as a decent, self-respecting agnostic, I'd argued my way with a guy who was confident of his faith and surprisingly found there's an awful lot of evidence for this Christianity thing. So I prayed, and it was a totally unreligious setting where I prayed. It was the second floor of the West Wing Birmingham University Library, maths books in front of me. And this was my prayer. It was, God, if you're there, and I'm not sure you are, but if you're there, I want to get to know you. And had a little PS. It was PS, I don't want to kid myself about it. I want to really know you. And it was that prayer and the answer to that prayer that completely changed my life. I knew that Jesus was for real and he was at work in me from then on. So that's my story. And Try Praying, it's an invitation for anybody, anywhere, just to get into the same kind of thing themselves. We've got this website, there's an app, there's a booklet. There's a kids booklet, there's a youth booklet as well. And it's just an invitation for people to check it out themselves and get onto a faith journey. Come and join in.
Jesus can help us overcome our unbelief, as David found real answers in prayer. Now you may be wondering why we haven't yet had a formal time of prayer in this short service. Well, for me, it's because I want to emphasise you don't need me to pray for you. You can put up prayers at any point in this service, quick prayers to God, or especially afterwards. And hopefully something of this service helps stimulate you to talk with or listen to God in your own time. For now, another way we can pray is in our singing of hymns and songs. Let's listen now to Glory Be to God the Father, Glory Be to God the Son, a hymn about the three different sides of God that was sung at St. Macar's Cathedral in Aberdeen for a BBC Songs of Praise service. Listen to it now.
Thank you.
we can know God is through the Holy Spirit of Jesus and God as a real presence, linking with our spirits through time and space. St. Paul was somebody who found God's Spirit helping him through his difficulties, and he wrote to the church in Rome when they were struggling, saying how the Spirit can help. Here's just a short piece from his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 6 and 26 to 27, read for us again by Robert.
The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the minds of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
Life was very hard for early Christians, even after Pentecost, and Paul wrote his famous letter to the Romans who were being persecuted. He says if we open up to the Spirit, we can know inner life and peace. For in opening up to the Spirit of Jesus and God, we can focus on what matters in life. And even more, the Spirit can take our inner groans that we can't even put into words, take our inner feelings to God, who will hear us and help us in our weakness. It's something this girl knows, something deeply about, that peace that can be found. We hear now somebody else who has experienced through prayer God's inner help. Listen to Jenna's story.
Hi, I just thought I'd send you a wee email to thank you for your booklet. I came across it at a hard time in my life. I'd recently suffered an ectopic pregnancy and was absolutely devastated. I felt lost, felt like I had nowhere to turn, no hope. I was driving past a church near my home and felt drawn in. I saw your advertisement on their walls and thought to myself, why not? Well, I can tell you now that something changed for me in that moment. I asked God to help me, to make me stronger, and I prayed for my lost little one. And you know, I felt different after. Like a weight had been lifted, and suddenly I knew it was going to be okay. It was almost like a light being switched on. Since then, I feel like my eyes have been opened, and I feel like there are signs all around me that God exists and that he hears us. Whenever I have worries, I feel that I can pray about it, and then I feel better. It gives me faith that all will be okay. So that's me, and I've shared this with others, some of which probably think I'm mad, but I don't care. If I can show at least one person what I now know, then I'll be happy, and I'm sure that person will be too. Sincerely, Jenna.
Jenna was a young woman feeling lost with nowhere to turn to. She felt drawn to church and she went in. Now there's a step of faith. And she saw the sign, try praying, and prayed for help, and something changed for her. She felt like a weight had been lifted off her shoulders, and she knew God existed. And she could thereafter pass her worries to God in prayer and find assurance and peace for the way forward in life. She gets the Spirit to face life, whatever it brings. It's not always instant answers we get. It's not always miracles. But we can get the Spirit to help us face whatever lies ahead. A Spirit we can tap into by believing enough to ask for God's help in prayer. God hears our prayers, even our short cries. But we have to open up in faith. And sometimes it needs sustained prayer. The Try Praying Initiative offers anyone who wants them booklets that encourage everyone to try praying for a whole week. They say, don't worry if you miss out a day, but keep at it. Try praying over a period of time can help us open up in a fuller way. Prayer can strengthen us and discipline us, give us peace, but also guidance if we're listening over a period of time. Prayer can encourage us to seek help, for example, from modern medicine. and prayer can help us open up to other sources of help. Prayer can give us that inner resource that we're looking for to turn our lives around. Let's hear some more people who have gained much from Try Praying.
There was a woman who lived in Falkirk, and she was travelling 3 days a week down to Selkirk in the Borders. Two long bus rides, and she did that to look after her grandchildren so that her daughter could go out to work. Back in Falkirk, she was caring for her mother, who was a stroke victim, and also she was needing new accommodation. So there she is, sitting on a bus, travelling to and from Selkirk and at the end of herself. Suddenly, pulling up opposite her was a bus with Try Praying written on the side of it. And she thought to herself, it'll take more than that to make me pray. Her bus then stopped opposite a church with a Try Praying banner on it. And she began to think that God was on her case. So she prayed, and it was just a cry for help. And she said, God, I don't know where to start. Things suddenly started happening in her life. She had a phone call the very next day, and things just started to turn around. Here's another story. A person gave a booklet to a friend who had been struggling with his wife's suicide 3 years beforehand. On day 6, he walked to a park bench overlooking a river, and at 7:15 in the morning, he prayed to receive Jesus. He says his life has completely changed. There's a young atheist guy who'd been away and he'd been to a church and was quite profoundly affected by what he'd seen. He came back to Edinburgh and was pacing the streets. He said he saw Try Praying on a bus, and that was the thing that nudged him into faith. There was a woman who was walking her dog. She was totally preoccupied by the return of her former partner's cancer as she walked her dog. She came across a church which had a Try Praying banner outside, and she said she was stopped in her tracks. She had goosebumps on her arms, and started praying every night as a result of that.
So there was a woman who found strength and help to care for her mother and her grandchildren by responding to signs to Try Praying. There was a man who was struggling with his wife's suicide and is given one of the Try Praying booklets by a friend and tries praying, and his life is changed for the better. There's a young atheist who had some positive experience of church but responded to a Try Praying banner and was nudged into believing. A woman disturbed about a friend's cancer responds to the sign she gets and prays every night. Prayer, it seems, is something we need to work at sometimes, but at other times can be quite a quick effect on us. It's a simple message, Try Praying, that can help us and help our loved ones. Try Praying is an invitation to start talking to God more regularly. And the books that Try Praying offer, they're just small booklets. Some of them will be beside our church Try Praying banner this weekend onwards in Banff. There are some booklets for adults and some for children. If you want a book, please take one. Or if there's someone you want to give it to, please take one. And if they're all gone and you need one, please contact me or look up the Try Praying website. The book has different ideas to help us in praying, like carrying something in our pockets, a reminder and a help, like a small cross. And especially today, remember you can talk to God in different ways. To God as amazing creator, as loving father, to Jesus as God's son, one like us who understands us and wants to be our friend. And as a spirit that we can tap into, who will take our inner feelings to God. Try praying wherever you are. Let's listen to another classic old hymn about the three sides of God. Thou whose almighty word, hear us, we humbly pray. Listen now.
Thou whose almighty word, chaos and darkness,
pray, and where the gospel's day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Thou who didst come to bring on thy redeeming wing healing and sight, health to the sick in mind, sight to the inly blind, oh, now to all mankind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth thy flight, move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place let there be light. Blessed and holy three, glorious Trinity, wisdom, love, might, boundless as ocean's tide, rolling in fullest pride through the world far and wide, let there be light.
At long last, let's actually pray. Heavenly Father, dear friend Jesus, Holy Spirit, meet with us wherever we are. Help us open up to you. We believe a little, help us believe more, enough to open up and take our inner feelings to you. Some of us are struggling at this time. Hear our cries and hear our inner thoughts. Some of us, life's just plodding on. Blow afresh through us with your Spirit to enliven us. Give us that spirit of caring for others so that in whatever situation we are, we can be open to others as well as our own needs. Thank you, living God, for being there as Father, as Creator, as Jesus, and as Holy Spirit. Meet with us, and we bring before you our inner cries and our cares for others about whom we are concerned. And hear us as once again we say the Lord's Prayer, which can sum up so much that we feel. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. In a moment, we're going to finish our service by me saying the grace of God. It's a phrase that sums up the benefits of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then you can listen on for an extra song by Matt Redman, which is entitled Your Grace Finds Me. Know that God is wanting to talk with you. But for now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you and with all whom you care about this day and in the days to come. Amen.
It's there in the newborn cry, there in the light of every sunrise, there in the shadows of this life, your great grace. It's there on the mountain top, there in the every day and the mundane, there in the sorrow, such grace. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity.
weep.